All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just asking the question, you know, are we better off in this society that less and less, you know, children are given the foundation, churches are disappearing? And I just think that we're not better off having less foundational building spirituality with children. And, you know, as you get older, you certainly have a right to move away from those things. And it turns out so many people are. But not having the foundation is not a good thing. Let me do this, Tom, before we come back to you. And one of the reasons why, you know, I read this article, religion. U.S. Supreme Court taking on case of high school football coach fighting for right to pray on the 50-yard line. For six seasons, Coach John Kennedy would walk to the middle of the football field, drop to one knee, and briefly give thanks to God. Now, when I played football, high school football back in, you know, the late 60s and early 70s, that's what we did. You know, we had that. The coach prayed. We all prayed because football is a dangerous sport, and prayed for the safety of everybody, you know, on the team and even those that we played against. So for six seasons, again, Coach Joe Kennedy would walk to the middle of the football field, drop to one knee, and briefly give thanks to God. This ritual, a silent prayer that barely lasted 30 seconds, went almost unnoticed in the stadium at Bryn Mawr High School, located in a Navy town of 40,000 people on Puget Sound. Sometimes the coach prayed alone. Other times, players and other coaches, including some from his rival teams, joined him. No one remarked about these gatherings until a coach from a rival high school expressed admiration to Principal John Palm for allowing such holy huddles. As the season was kicking off in the fall of 2015, the tiny Brempton High School district told Kennedy to stop the prayers. Kennedy's defiance of that order and his subsequent firing by the district has led to a showdown at the United States Supreme Court with arguments scheduled for April 25th. Let me read this and then we'll get back to you, Tom. It's the first significant case on prayer for the court's new conservative majority. I fear that the court is going to get this wrong, University of Virginia law professor Douglas Laycott wrote Newsweek. It would be the first step to eroding the school prayer cases, which have protected public school students from government-imposed religion for 60 years now. Tom, you say what?
Okay, first off, like I said, I think it's good to have a foundation, and I think it's good to actually walk in the footsteps of Christ, which Christ did not judge. Christ loved everyone. Christ actually stuck up for, he was the biggest liberal you probably ever will meet. You know, in fact, I have a shirt that says Jesus was a liberal, because that's exactly what he followed in terms of the way he lived his life. In terms of people praying, I find that, honestly, I find that throwing it in your face, and I find that boastful. I know that when we said a prayer in high school for after game or whatever, we said Our Father, I believe, before the game in the locker room. Why does everything have to be taken outside of the locker room? You know what I mean? It's like, I think there's even scripture that says, pray in silence. It is a relationship between you and your God. It is not something that should be boastful and something that should be evangelized to a group of people. I mean, you got a coach going and falling to his knees in the middle of a football field. To me, it's like, dude, why are you trying to evangelize? Why don't you just do this with your team in the locker room in silence and stop, you know, stop putting yourself as a god in some
Tom, listen to this. So if a coach is allowed to pray on the 50-yard line, must a group like the Satanic Temple, whose Seattle chapter petitioned the district to pray alongside the coach with invocations to Satan, be allowed on the field as well? You know,
see, this is what's happened in our society, Earl, is that, I mean, like I said, then the other side got to be, or the other, you know, other crazies have to do what they have to do also. What is everything in moderation? What is praying, you know, in your own confines, where you can actually speak to your God? I just feel like, you know, we've talked about this before. Every level of everything has broken down with trust. And there is no trust in the religions anymore, because you have a bunch of harlots that basically have come in, and it's all about the money, it's all about tithing, and it's all about them getting rich. I mean, I grew up in a Catholic, family. I grew up going to 8 years of Catholic grade school. I went to 4 years of public school, and then I went to 4 years of private school at St. Norbert College in Green Bay. And honestly, the difference between the education was really not that different, except for the smaller school size. We had to pay a heck of a lot more to go to those schools. But the thing was, why does it have to be thrown? You know, people talk about gay people and how we throw our orientation in people's faces and stuff. What about this whole idea of throwing, not even Jesus in their face, throwing their own agendas, maybe, their own blasphemy? It's blasphemy.
Well, Tom, it's really at the root of all of this is there was a separation of church and state. And there was a reason why there was a separation of church and state, and it worked.
For the survival of both.
But now, they forced and gotten rid of that separation. And exactly. in many instances, and that's really at the root of why we're at this point now, because there are those who have demanded, you know, that separation end, and it hasn't been a good thing, man. In the end, what's going to happen here, the United States Supreme Court is going to have to say that I'm saying, but they're going to be forced to say.
I know, but you know what that Supreme Court's going to say.
Yeah, no, but what's going to happen then is the other organization that I talked about that believes in Satan is going to, now they're going to be forced to allow them to come in and do the exact same thing. There's no way they can pick and choose on which religion they're going to support.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When I see these evangelical type people out on the streets, like in LA and all these different things, I say to them, you know what? You really are doing a disservice, because you're making people not want to come closer to Christ. You know, to me, Christ said, show you are a Christian by your love. Show you are a Christian by your actions and your deeds. Going around and throwing things in people's faces to say, hey, I'm Christian, and they don't even know what the word means, especially as we're coming on this Easter holiday. Do you people even know who Christ was?
Hey,
that's the big question.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you. Thank you very much for the call, man. We got to go. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.